Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Switch our attention to college basketball, which is heating up, and we get the selection show tomorrow. We bring in Adam Zagoria, who's excellent SNY in the New York Times. Adam, what's going on, buddy?
Dave, how are you doing, buddy? Good talking
to you. I'm good. Before we even get into college basketball, Daniel LaRusso, who is the karate master that helped him learn the sport of karate?
Mr. Miyagi.
Thank you. Everyone knows this. My producer had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, I'm about the right age. I had to think about that for a second, David. Thanks.
But you knew it was Miyagi. All right, let's get to college basketball. I want to get to the Big East. I know you're all about that. But last night, ACC, I mean, the myth of Zion Williamson continues. They were really pedestrian, Adam, with him out. He comes back. They beat up Syracuse, and he was nothing short of sensational over their first win over North Carolina last night.
Yeah, it's really like must-see television when he plays. You know, it's an event every time. I mean, the guy missed 5 games with a knee sprain. In 2 games since he's been back, he's got 60 points and 25 rebounds. You know, he goes for 31 and 11 last night, including the game winner. And it's really just an incredible will to win that he has, combined with his, you know, talents and physical strengths.
He's sensational. You know, it's strange, though. This is not a typical Duke team. Because the more I watch Trey Jones, and I like him defensively, I just don't love his game. And for the most part, Adam, they're not a great three-point shooting team by any stretch.
Yeah, I think they're only shooting about 30% from three. And, you know, the other thing, Dave, is like, you know, R.J. Barrett is almost getting, you know, not almost, he is being overshadowed because Zion's shadow is so big. I mean, you know, R.J. in any other universe would be the number one pick in the draft. He was the projected number one pick before the season started. You know, he's an incredible player. He's been compared to, you know, little James Harden. I was talking to Charles Barkley the other day. He compared him to James Harden and Jalen Rose. But, you know, what Zion is doing is just so phenomenal. No one's ever seen it before, that even a guy like RJ is getting overshadowed by it.
Well, because you know what it is? A, it looks like he's having so much fun. B, he does everything. He plays defense. He can score. Last night, every time he goes up for a three, I'm like, oh, God, and they wind up going in. He had big foul shots last night, which he didn't hit the night before. He's a rebounder. I don't think there's really a weakness in his game. Maybe the 17-footer, but there's not a lot of weakness in his game.
Yeah, I mean, he's shown he can hit the three-pointer, and, you know, if in the NBA you can just force guys to at least close out and respect the three, you know, he's just going to be unstoppable. Now, there are some questions. I did talk to Barkley this week about, you know, his concern is what position is he in the NBA? Is he a three? Is he a four? You know, who's he going to guard? So I understand those questions, but he's a basketball player, and he's a winner, and the other team is going to have to defend him. So, you know, I'm not sure, you know, how many guys. I mean, obviously the NBA is a different level, but it's really going to be fascinating to see how he transitions.
Duke wins tonight. That game's on ESPN at 8:30. If they win tonight, are they a one?
You know, I saw Joe Lunardi from ESPN has them as a one already. I mean, you would certainly think if they win tonight, they're a one, and then the ACC, you know, would have probably 2 ones with Virginia and Duke.
So Virginia, Duke, and Carolina's loss last night means that they have little, if any, chance of getting a one now.
Yeah, I think Gonzaga and you know, Virginia are pretty much locked into ones. Kentucky's obviously in the mix if they win the SEC tournament, and then you know, it would be interesting. I guess if Duke loses tonight, they could still be a one. You know, I guess we'll just have to wait to tomorrow to see.
All right, let's turn our attention. Adam Zagoria from the Times and SNY joins us here on 98.7 ESPN. Big East, I like Seton Hall. It's so funny, this conference, because, I mean, no team that was going to win 3 or 4 in a row would have surprised me. This is the most evenly matched I've ever seen the Big East. And what Seton Hall has done over the first couple of days has been really, really impressive. First of all, they killed my Georgetown team, just blew them out of the water. Unloaded on them. It wasn't even competitive in the game that Georgetown really needed to win. And then last night, in what I thought was like old school Big East, a lot of fouls, very physical, tees, the whole 9 yards. They played some really good, tough basketball against Marquette.
Yeah, I mean, can we give some credit here to Kevin Willard? I mean, Dave, Seton Hall was picked 8th out of 10 teams in the Big East. They lost four senior starters from last year's team. And here they are. They finished 3rd in the regular season, and they're playing for a championship tonight. If they win, it'll be their 2nd Big East tournament title in 4 years. You know, they did just beat Villanova Saturday, so they're not lacking for confidence. And, you know, Miles Powell is just a scorer. I mean, at one point the other night he had 29, and your Hoyas
had
25.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. Thanks for bringing that up. He was unbelievable in that first half the other night. The game was over quickly. Seton Hall's in regardless, right, of what happens in this game tonight?
Oh, absolutely. By beating Marquette and Villanova last week, they punched their ticket.
All right, let's turn our attention to St. John's. I mean, every time you're like, all right, St. John's is in. They had that big win against Villanova. They're in. They're fine. You know, they finished the Big East at 8-10. They win a game, and then they lose to Marquette. Are they firmly in? Could anything happen where there's upsets around in some of these conference tournaments that St. John's does not get in?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Lunardi this morning had them among his last 4 in. And, you know, depending on what happens today, if, you know, if a Washington loses in the Pac-12 or some other, you know, bid stealers happen, St. John's could be out. And, you know, I don't think you can say it any other way than this has been a disappointing season, you know, at least until this point for Chris Mullin and the Red Storm. They were picked 4th in the league. You know, they have veteran players in Mustafa Heron and Shamori Pond, and they go 8-10 in the Big East. If they make the tournament, they're going to be the first sub-500 Big East team since UConn in 2012. So they're going to be sweating it out today, Dave.
Best team in college basketball, most complete team in college basketball in your mind right now is who?
I mean, I think Gonzaga is, you know, we don't see them much here in New York because they're on the West Coast, but they have, you know, maybe the most versatile front court in Rui Hachimura, Brandon Clark, and Killian Tilly. You know, they're going to be a contender to get back to a Final Four. And then, you know, I think Duke is the most explosive and talented team, but, you know, we've seen that they can lose.
I think there's something missing from that team. I'm not saying I would be shocked, but I think I'd be surprised if Duke won the whole thing. Not make Final Four, but won the whole thing.
Well, I mean, it's going to be fun to watch. I mean, they're certainly, you know, young. Only 2 teams in the one-and-done era have relied on freshmen and won it all. That was Kentucky in 2012 with Anthony Davis and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, and then Duke in 2015 with Tyus and Justice Winslow and Jahlil Okafor. So, you know, it's tough to do when you rely on freshmen, but, you know, nobody's ever seen anyone like Zion before, and, you know, they have a lot of talented players.
They are an amazing team. And you know who's not amazing, but they're so well coached, and Booth is such a terrific player, and that's Villanova. Every time I watch them, I'm like, you know, they're really not all that talented, and somehow they, you know, they're favored to win another Big East tournament.
Yeah, I wrote about them in today's Times. It's really incredible. They're kind of overlooked. They are the defending national champs. I asked Jay Wright the other day, you know, hey, do you guys ever kind of get sick of hearing all about Zion and Duke? And he kind of gave me a wry smile, and he said, you know, we see all that stuff. We're aware of all of it. So they know what's going on. They're certainly not, you know, the favorites this year, but, you know, they won the Big East for the 5th time in 6 years. They could win their 4th Big East tournament in 5 years tonight. You know, Jay Wright's going to be going to the Hall of Fame. So, you know, it's just incredible what they've accomplished.
It was a sad end to Georgetown for me. Are they heading in the right direction with Patrick Ewing, though?
I think so. I mean, obviously they got smoked there by Seton Hall, but I think they've improved. He's recruiting well. They're in the mix for this kid R.J. Davis at Archbishop Stepanak, a talented junior point guard there. So I think they've done well in recruiting, and you know, it's for him and Chris Mullin. It's, you know, it's been a little rough transition. Those guys are so used to winning, you know, in the NBA and college, and they've struggled as head coaches.
All right, Adam, we appreciate it. Enjoy the Big East final tonight, and we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy. It's a great time of year, man.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
The Dave Rothenberg Show on 98.7 ESPN.